Hello there.
Hello there.
Welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die, a bonus episode.
Bonus on this special day.
The day of days.
The day of days.
As a Star Wars fan, it's like Christmas.
It is.
And what day is it today?
It's May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. And also with you.
And also with you, and with you, and High Almighty Yoda.
Amen. yes, so welcome along. We've got a nice little Saturday episode. Can't believe it.
Yeah, Saturday episode. First time ever, people. Yeah. We didn't even do one for Easter, Valentine's, Christmas. Nah, May the 4th, please.
Sean did say, should we do a Christmas episode or something?
Yeah, May the 4th's the one, though.
And a little peek behind the curtain. We've left this till last minute.
Of course, like all men running to the garage for their wife's presents at Christmas time, we've left this till last minute.
it's 2 days away. Oh yeah, we'd better record something. So anyway, here we are.
Here we are.
Right, we've got a couple of questions that we're gonna ask each other and answer.
Hmm.
So, first of all, I'm gonna ask you, Shawnee.
Hello there.
Hello there. May the 4th coming up.
Mm.
Traditionally, or actually non-traditionally, what film would you choose to watch on May the 4th?
Okay, I was going to say I've got a two-part answer to this.
Interesting.
Because this year, I'm actually able to go to the cinema
and
watch Episode 1. The Phantom Menace.
Yes, which I'm jealous of, because it's been years since I watched it in the cinema.
Yeah, because we were going to go and then you got work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and watch that. Now, however, even though I'm really excited for Episode 1,
mm-hmm.
prior to this year, I've always watched Episode 4.
Same,
actually. Because it's my favourite. My favourite, and it's the beginning of my love.
Yeah.
And we've said this in another episode, haven't we?
We have.
It's the first, for me anyway, because we did do the Jedi rankings for the films.
It's always the first film's kind of the best film, because it sets up the rest of the...
Yeah.
But they also have it, so it wraps up in the first film.
Yeah, everything that's being released now sort of goes there, yeah. So, yeah, it's up until this year, it would have been Episode 4.
Yeah.
And I would have just put it on, enjoyed it for what it was.
Mm.
Sent out a couple of reels about May the 4th, shared it to everybody on my Instagram, even if they don't like Star Wars. Enjoy it. It's the holy day for us. This year we're going to watch Phantom Menace in the cinema, and I'm really excited about that, because it's the cinema experience with a film that I haven't been to cinema for, oh my goodness me, like, don't know.
Just wait until you see those pod races
on the big screen.
And hear them as well.
Mm. Yeah. That's it.
Oh yeah, they're going to sound incredible.
Yeah.
Where are you going to watch it?
Just Andover.
Okay.
Because it's just down the road, and I don't have to drive anywhere. It's they're not the most comfortable of seating.
No, not anymore.
However, because I'd have been at work, and then walk the dog, then cook tea, and then by that point I'm almost done. there's no going down the pub all night for me after that. No. So I want somewhere quite close by where I don't have to worry about getting home. I can relax, enjoy for what it is, and they're not amazingly long films, because when they were released at the time, The Lord of the Rings was the longest film ever released.
Yes,
you know, so.
And they'll be out in the cinema soon.
Extended editions. Ooh, yeah. Be going for that as well. Gutted, my love. Just sit here for 4 hours and watch me like this. So that's my answer there. Normally Episode 4. This year's a bit of a change, but if I was at home and I was, either on my own or with somebody, it would be Episode 4.
Mm.
What about yourself? Let's do it this way around. What about you?
So I'm the same. Traditionally, it would always be Episode 4.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be quite happy watching Rogue One.
I was going to say Rogue One would be a good choice.
Because my favourite film is of all the films they've released, I think is Rogue One.
Mm.
Episode 4 is probably...
nostalgically the best, maybe.
Yeah, those first three, so 4, 5, and 6, are probably my favourite films combined.
Yeah.
But individually, for what it is, Rogue One is just another level of just quality.
Mm. Oh, it was a standalone film, and we've said this many times in other episodes of our pod, didn't we?
Mm.
Rogue One is like standalone brilliance.
Yeah.
In how it's done, how it ends, how it wraps up a story.
Yeah.
You know, how it's shot, and you know, nobody survives at the end because they otherwise you'd hear about them. So they have you already know that they're not there anymore, but it just ends so well.
It ends on such a downer.
Yeah, but it's such a good one.
But full of hope.
Yeah. It's kind of Star Wars, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that said, I did watch that only a few weeks ago, so yeah, probably would be episode 4.
Yeah, with little R2 and 3PO.
Yeah.
Arguing in the sand there.
Or I just end up doing another marathon. So I'll start there. Mm. And I won't watch them. I can't watch 9 films in a day. It's ridiculous. No. I'm a grown man now. I've got too much.
You've got things to do.
I haven't got time anymore. I wish I could.
Mm.
But yeah, it would be nice to sort of maybe one a week.
Yeah, just to keep it going.
Just go through them, yeah. But mark episode, mark May the 4th as the beginning of...
Of the saga.
Of the run of the saga, yeah.
Because then what about, obviously you have Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch Revenge of the Sith on the next day, on the Sunday?
Yeah, it's not something I've ever done, but yeah.
I know it's a gimmick, but I've generally not watched a film on the Sunday just because it's Revenge of the Fifth.
It's just the Boxing Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the hangover.
Yeah, that's it. It's the hangover. You wake up to dry beans on toast, yeah. Yeah.
Delicious.
But yeah, no, I like that answer. Rogue One's a very good shout. Yeah. Very good shout. I like number 4 because I'm a nostalgic little turd bag.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rogue One is a lovely shout, actually.
Yeah,
a good homage to then watch number 4 after. Because you've got them feels. And when you start episode 4 after finishing Rogue One, you're still like, this is the bit.
This is what it led up to. This is what I was waiting for. I watched Vader doing this, and now I'm going to watch him do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it all makes sense. Although, where's all his power going? Strange.
Yeah, never mind.
Anyway.
In about 10 steps, he dripped all his power away. but no, very, very good choice there, mate. Yeah, up for that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Well, I really hope you enjoy watching Phantom Menace.
I will send pictures of me to you in the cinema while you're working. I'll be like that. Look at me!
I did look at the listings to see if there's going to be an early showing, like a 10 o'clock in the morning kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I might have tried to squeeze that in. Giving up on my lunch for the day just so I could watch the film.
Have some nachos or something.
Popcorn fills the hole, right?
Yeah, for about 10 minutes, yeah.
So I am jealous. But that's just how it goes.
That's just how work falls. In my older jobs, I normally worked Saturdays till quite late.
Mm.
So like I always sort of missed out then. So you know, I'm very lucky at the moment that I can get down to cinema. Yeah. So that's that.
Yeah,
what about your next question then, sir?
So question
number 2.
Right. Okay. If you could have 1 Jedi power.
Mm.
Which Jedi power would you choose? I'm asking this to contestant number 2.
Contestant number 2.
Oh, one Jedi power. Blind aid.
Oh, good old days. Good old days of old TV. Oh, Jedi powers, there's so many. And now they're bringing out even more. You know, all these powers are sort of arising, you know, premonition, seeing into the past, healing, all of these things. I'm a bit of a simple one because I quite like the idea of, like, I don't know, just
moving stuff with your mind.
Yeah, almost. yeah. Because all the mind trick. Because when you first see that in episode 4, and he just goes, you know, in the speeder, and the stormtroopers are said to be dumb.
Yes.
So they're like, oh yeah, okay, off you go then, and then obviously that's built upon by some races are immune to it and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, some species. Yeah. Do you know what? Just a little mind trickle.
The mind trick is, it's a very strong choice.
Yeah.
Very yeah. strong choice.
I could have gone force choke, but then choking people's all right, but it'd be a bit, they'd know who was doing it if they just turned round and saw me round the corner with my little hand out like that.
Darth Vader peeking up behind the tree.
Yeah, that the meme, what, yeah.
Those people are falling off their bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Which would be really funny.
Yeah. So it'd just be a bit obvious, but I like the old mind, because if I was, you know, what if you were like, oh, do you want, you know, that's £10, please, for this pint of Guinness, and you're like that. I thought you said five.
Oh, yeah. The till was incorrect.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. That is a £10 note I've given you, not a £5 note. Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, lovely. You know, you will pay me 10 hours overtime when I've only done half an hour today.
So would you like a little list of Jedi powers that you could potentially use?
Oh, okay. Go on, then.
Right. Some of these I'm not sure about in terms of the naming, but okay. First of all, battle meditation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's basically rousing people off the battlefield. Completely useless because we're not in that situation.
No.
Force healing.
That's quite a good one, to be fair. If only Obi-Wan knew that.
Yeah. Force light is an immense light side force power used by Jedi that can be considered one of the most powerful abilities one can wield against the dark side. But what is it?
Oh, is it a bit like Gandalf's sort of big white stab in the ground job?
It purges influence of the dark side. Almost like a spirit exorcism.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Cool.
I don't know that we've ever seen that, but if that was the case, why aren't all the Jedi learning this?
Yeah,
and then taking it against, you know, fighting against Darth Vader and Dooku and Ben Solo would have just been so much easier if you could just go...
If they just exercised him.
Yep. Yeah. Spirit leave you.
Yeah. You're not evil anymore.
Force blessed. Is a force power used by the dark side and neutral force sensitives that when conjured projects concentrated blasts of pure dark side energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Force cloak. Force cloak. Right, let me ask you, what do you think force cloak is and how do you think it works?
I think you can use the force to hide the fact that you're using the force to other people.
Okay.
Not a physical cloak, as in, oh, I can't see him. You're not invisible like a chameleon. More like your emotions are hidden.
You're actually closer than you probably believe you will be.
Oh, okay. Because is that what Palpatine used to keep himself hidden from the Jedi?
Possibly. So... it says here there is a secondary type of force cloak. I don't know what the first type is.
Okay, here we go. I'll tell you what I've found. Force cloak, also known as force camouflage,
yeah,
was a rarely seen force talent involving the manipulation of light and sound waves to render a practitioner virtually invisible to the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
This technique was found mainly among the members of the Jedi Order before the rise of the Galactic Empire and the destruction of the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. The technique of cloaking oneself in the Force was perfected by the Disciples of Twilight, a mysterious sect based on the Outer Rim moon, Dicebeth. Force cloak must not be confused with the inherent trait found in a Force blank that produced the phenomenon of a void in the Force, whereas the former was predominantly a talent or acquired skill amongst practitioners of the light side of the Force. The latter was an inherent power found only among beings with natural leanings towards the dark side or who were drawn to it. And I assume that's the one where what Palpatine used, Force blank. So you've got Force camouflage or Force cloak that makes you invisible. And then the one I tried to explain, that's actually called Force blank.
That's right. I'm led to believe that Luke might have used as well.
Yeah. Yeah. To hide himself.
To hide himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, I'll not use all of these. I'll just go through a few here. So we've got Force lightning.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what use there is for that, but
charge your phone on a tricky situation.
Yeah. It looks good, doesn't it? Force absorb. It's basically like a shield.
Yeah.
Using the force.
Yeah. Yeah.
Force pull, obviously. and telekinesis. Force pull would be quite good.
Yeah.
But imagine if you're trying to bring your cup of tea close to you.
Oh yeah, what if you mess it up and then you spill it everywhere?
Oh, you're covered in tea, aren't you? It's just, these are just things which are going to make it nice and easy for you to be lazy, right?
Yeah.
Animal bond.
Oh, that's what Ezra does in the thing.
So I actually think that's probably quite a good one.
But is that a power, or is that like an inherent thing? Because I can't see that being a proper, like, you're willing yourself to do it. I feel like the animal friendly one is just either you have it or you don't.
I think it has to be concentrated. So like, if you were going up against a beast.
Oh, I guess if you were getting attacked and you needed it at that moment to pacify them,
you can just stop and concentrate and
perhaps
go, no, stop, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's a good shout, yeah. I'm thinking more of like Ezra Bridger, because he had quite with a, is it the Lothar Wolves or something in Rebels? But he had a natural affinity with animals, Ezra did, you know.
Oh,
but,
okay.
And you didn't see him like actually trying to push his powers out to befriend animals and stuff, it was an inherent thing. But yeah.
Then other than that, we can have stuff like deflection, blaster deflection, language, breathing. I don't really like this list, to be honest. But, you know, we know the classics. You've got your force grip or choke.
Yeah.
Force pull, force push.
You know, force jump.
Yeah, force jump is actually, force jump's a really good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would I choose? I like the idea of the telekinesis type, just being able to move stuff. But there's a lot of effort goes into it, and what's the point?
I mean, you can crash. In today's day and age, why would you want to lift your car? Because you'd get better insurance money if it was left in the river. Why would you want to lift your car out? I'd be like, oh, I can keep driving it. Because you wouldn't be able to. It's not a Starship.
Yeah. Force heal that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Force drain.
Force pull, force drain, you know, force, you know, the engine's full of water, but I'll use the force to turn all the water molecules into oxygen.
No. Yeah. The reality is that I think there's only two which are worthwhile in our day.
Day and age, yeah.
And I think that is the mind trick, like you say.
Mm.
Well, maybe three.
Mm.
The mind trick, the one for the animals.
Yeah. Oh, the animal one is quite good.
Taming the animals. Because you could just, you know, you could have a herd of dogs, couldn't you? You could have a pack of dogs with you and they could be wild.
But they would be under your control. Yeah. Quite dark side, if you think about it. You haven't earned the dog's trust, you're just controlling them.
Yeah, it's just dominion overall. Creatures. That's quite good. And then force cloaks, quite good.
Yeah, making yourself invisible.
Pervy, in it, but it's quite cool.
I mean, in this day and age, it would be seen as a pervy thing.
Yeah.
But you could, you know, you could, if there was some trouble happening, and you just needed to get by without being dragged into said trouble.
Yeah, maybe you just burst in for the loo when you're out and about, and you think, oh, I need to go, but there's people about and they'll see me.
Force cloak.
I'll just force cloak myself.
Yeah. That's actually a really good idea. Suddenly.
Get caught short, but it's all right, I've got the force.
Suddenly, the world just smells of wee because everybody's weeing everywhere. No, that's actually quite a good shout. I do like the animal one.
Yeah.
Especially when you put it like that. Yeah, I don't know. I like the mind trick just because, like, if you were in a situation and you really needed somebody to listen to you, just to get, just, you know, it could help save lives, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, please do not shoot the policeman. Then we're going to die.
Every single one of these, though, could just be used in the wrong way.
Oh, that's the thing with the force, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every power can be manipulated. That's why there should be no light and dark side powers. A Jedi who's light side could use force lightning.
Yeah.
Because if the situation deemed it, you know, a necessity, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Because I need to power up this generator.
Yeah, but there's a silo beast which feeds off electricity and it's dying. Do you know what I'll do? I'll force lightning it to give it a bit of boost. Or, you know, a meteor's coming towards us, but we're all going to use force lightning to break it apart.
Mm.
Because a force push won't do it. Do you see what I mean? That sort of...
Yeah, it could be used for good, but it's always seen as inherently evil, dark side.
Same as force choke. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, there's always good occasions to use force choke.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. But I think force choke's just a part of force telekinesis, because you can make people move their arms, you can make people, you know, you can turn people around on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, make them do a funny little dance. Force choke's just a manipulation of that. I don't actually think it's a power in itself to just choke somebody.
No.
I know it's called force choke, but you could be like force crush ballsack. force squeeze lung from outside. You could squeeze somebody's lungs and kill them a lot quicker than choking them. You could just grab their heart in your force hand and go... Pff.
Yeah, but also... A doctor, a surgeon, could use that to massage someone's heart that stopped, to perhaps bring it back to life.
Just use the force to bring it back, which is, you know, again...
I mean, Neo did it.
Yeah, he did,
why can't a
Jedi doctor?
It can be used for good. There we go, we've solved that.
So yeah, all powers are sort of here or there. Let's just remember that, people. But
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, please get... This is one of the good episodes to get in touch and just leave us a little list and a reason why.
As we've just meandered aimlessly through this, and we've had a bit of a... You might not hear it. We've had a bit of a stop and a bit of a think, and a bit of editing work is going to happen when I thought this would be a nice, easy one. Bish, bash, bosh, in and out. Anyway, get in touch. Send us messages on Instagram at WIQGD, or you can email us at...
WIQGDD@gmail.com.
And we'll read your answers out.
Yeah, we'll put them into an episode. Tell us why you would personally have these powers as well, people. That's always good, because we'll add that in. We won't, you know, let's have your input here. And also, what films you like to watch on May the 4th.
What's your traditional go-to, or what would you traditionally watch, and then what would you perhaps change to watch?
Yeah. Now more stuff's come out. Maybe your traditions back in the day are going to change because new films are coming out. Maybe you'll just watch the Mando and Grogu film when it finally comes out, and that'll be your May the 4th thing.
Yeah, or maybe you grew up watching episode 1, 2 and 3 and they're your go-to.
Yeah, unlike us old gits, which are 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, well, there you go. Right, well, that looks like a good place to wrap up.
It does indeed.
Look after yourself.
Be good.
And may the 4th be with you.